This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
World government was to be run through healthcare via the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with Chelsea Clinton at the head, just like they got her in the foundation. She wrote a book, but they're not promoting it now because Hillary was supposed to get in. Amazing. That's coming up. Dr. Corsi, again, you are so prolific. It's great to have you on the team. I'm impressed. A couple articles a day, major scoops you give us. It's really incredible. Just overall, where do you see Trump at right now? I think he's over-delivering. I don't want to be some cheerleader, a bootlicker like Spin Magazine called it. I'm just very pleased to see somebody working their heart out like a lion to restore this republic. And this is incredible.
I agree. I think he's done tremendously fulfilling his promises. I think tonight's speech is going to be, of all the advanced word we're getting on it, is going to be a very solid speech on delivering on campaign promises. What's happening, though, is the Obama forces are out in mass. And this is a war. I mean, I'm going to be surprised tonight if there isn't heckling from the gallery, completely inappropriate behavior that the Democrats would, gone up in arms about had anything been done with Obama in his first speech, his first State of the Union. The key element here is that the Obamacare is at the crux of a lot of this. This was the government takeover, global government takeover vehicle. And now we know from the articles we've been able to produce here, which is really groundbreaking, and only InfoWars really covering the story.
Yeah, folks, if you want to kill Obamacare and make Paul Ryan do the right thing, get this article out, folks. Get it out to your community bank groups. Get it out to the news. Tell mainstream media, hey, get on this. Cover this.
Yeah, because it's stealing from the average person in mortgages, the mortgage giants, which we depend on, stealing from the Fannie and Freddie, and also doing it such that Obamacare was bankrupt and keeping that lie from the American people, disrespecting the investors in Fannie and Freddie. And this is going to be a big part of the speech tonight. I think Obama did not respect investment. He didn't respect small investor. You're going to see a turnaround where Donald Trump knows that the economy depends on small companies creating jobs and the small investor. Because this economy is not based on the gigantic billionaires. It's based upon the hundreds of millions of Americans who employ others, invest their money, buy properties, and Obama was undermining our health system and our housing system.
Sure, and looting it illegally. Classical looting. Here's Joe Wilson at one of the State of the Union saying that Obama, again, was lying about saying that Obamacare wouldn't cover illegal aliens, which we later learned it did. So they demonized this like it was the worst thing on earth. They openly say they're planning 100 times this tonight. Here's Joe Wilson.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
And then, of course, you have Jonathan Gruber, one of many clips, saying, thank God the American people are dumb and don't have attention spans. Here's that.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay, transparent financing, unless I have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it was written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
But basically, let's never forget that. Dr. Corsi, if you want to, you can pop in after the speech tonight. We're going to have a live event. We're having Roger Stone on as well.
Happy to. I'll be available all evening. And I think this is the whole Obamacare was based on a lie. And that lie now we know stole from the mortgages of the country, the mortgage giants, and investors in Fannie and Freddie, and it's intolerable.
It's much worse than we ever knew. Congratulations on breaking the scandal. Thank you, sir.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Top globalists foreshadow an epidemic, apocalyptic biological attack. That's the subheadline. I'm going to make that the main headline of the article on Infowars.com. Top globalists foreshadow an apocalyptic biological attack that will again bring in total world government. Chelsea Clinton wrote a book where she was going to be the head of the Bill and Melinda Gates program worldwide when her mother was president. That didn't happen, so now they're not promoting the book. This is huge. We're going to play this special report, and then we're going to, just a few minutes for the balance of the hour, go to Gerald Celente of Trends Research and the Trends Journal to break down. I want to get to the economy first, because he's really a smart guy when it comes to that, best-selling author as well, because, like Ron Paul said a month ago, what Trump's doing is great for the economy, but it may be too little too late, especially with how they're lined up trying to stop him. So we're going to talk to Gerald Celente, who's got his finger on the pulse of TrendsResearch.com here in just a moment. But first, this is a really important report that Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen put together, because it goes to the mindset, it goes to the system, it goes to where the globalists are taking us and how they want to use global pandemics and crises, many cases that they create. Oh, yeah, the Bill and Melinda Gates have been caught doing all sorts of horrible stuff, sterilants and vaccines, you name it. His dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. It's really deep stuff. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it's free on YouTube, by the way, breaks it down. So here's this report, and then we're going to go to my friend. There he is right there, Gerald Celente, up there in Kingston, New York, to get into all the important topics he's got. But here is this brief but important report that's on InfoWars.com. Please retweet it. Please Facebook it. You're the reason these videos get millions of views when they do get millions of views. And this one needs millions of views. Here it is.
Right now, the global elites are preparing for something big. It looks like they are in the final stages of positioning themselves for a worldwide global pandemic, an event that they say is not a matter of if, but a matter of when it will happen. Now, recently, we've noticed that Bill and Melinda Gates, well, they've been given a lot of speeches lately, publicly warning that the world is at risk of a deadly outbreak. On February 18th at the Munich Security Conference, they said that a bioterrorist could use a genetically engineered epidemic that could kill up to 30 million people.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on
using
genetic engineering
weapons
to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus.
And so when it happens, he'll be a hero for telling us about it.
And highly deadly strain of flu. Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year.
Hit pause. I'm going to play most of the report, but go to Celente here in a minute, and I'll skip a break so we have more time. But if you study Bill Gates like I have and all the weird stuff he's into and the bioweapons and how he gets funding in his own companies, the government programs like BioShield, you realize just how incredibly creepy all of this is and how the very elites he and Oprah Winfrey and others have met there in New York, it's been covered by ABC News, to discuss a bioweapon to reduce world's population, and that's what the UN openly calls for. Then the guy that thinks we're stupid that writes books saying it's time to cull the population and has secret meetings with Ted Turner, who says the same things, is here telling us get ready for it to come, get ready for it to happen. When it's our own government and other governments that shot the black people up with syphilis and did all the secret nerve gas testing and radiation of homeless kids and orphans. I mean, it's just like the devil is sitting in front of you telling you that look out, gremlins exist, and that they're coming for you when he's the king of the gremlins. Again, the full report's on InfoWars.com. Let's go to some more of this. They're really hyping it right now, like right before 9/11. Terrorism's coming, and when it comes, give all your rights up. Big buildings are going to get blown up. I saw Gary Hart and Warren Redman on Hardball going, something big's about to happen, probably in New York. Wait. And it's just a big celebration of throwing it in our face. So here it is.
Nation is known for its global vaccine programs and the tragic incidents that left over 40,000 children paralyzed. Some children even died from the vaccines. The Gates Foundation's practices of bad science on innocent children has compelled the Indian government to refuse funding from Bill Gates and restrict their...
MSM does stuff like... The Washington Post did it again today. They issued a random article that I covered earlier say, Alex Jones says Hillary Clinton murders children. And then again, tied to Pizzagate, when I said she murdered children funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all these groups in the Middle East the last 6 years since the Arab Spring, which they admit they did, and Trump's right exposing it. So see how they misrepresent? But while you're watching that video as a listener, you see mainstream news, articles, documents, as Darren McBreen proves everything he claims. But see, the news will just take clips of what he said and say that we said that when we're showing you CNBC. That's why I started putting the radio show on TV 16 years ago, because I was sick of people saying I was making stuff up. India scraps funding ties with Gates Foundation on immunization. Let's give a few more minutes, and we're going to Gerald Celente.
Relationship. InfoWars has exhaustively covered the Gates family participation in global eugenics schemes such as Planned Parenthood, global vaccine failures, alliances with foundations such as the Rockefellers, who sponsor dozens of population control centers, as well as ominous quotes like this.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job
on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
On January 18th, in an article titled, Bill Gates is teaming up with world leaders to stop the next deadly pandemic, Business Insider reported that governments from Germany, Japan, and Norway have pooled funds along with the Gates Foundation to raise a total of $490 million, which Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPA, says will help finance the first 5 years of research and development. Now, Bill Gates appeared at January 2017's Davos World Economic Forum flaunting his CEPA program. CBS News headline, Bill Gates on how to outsmart global epidemics. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is listed as a member of the World Health Organization, which means the World Health Organization gets their money in part from Gates. If the chips fall, it's the foundations and trust funds that want to be the ones sitting at the very top. So what's their next move? Well, we can simply turn to their own actions and their own writings for the answers. In early 2017, the Oxford Press released Governing Global Health, Who Runs the World and Why? And it was authored by none other than Chelsea Clinton and co-authored by Devi Sridhar. The book discusses the current global model of principal agency theory, or public-private partnership funding, and managing a coordinated response of a worldwide pandemic. Now, in this book, Chelsea Clinton suggests ways that the request of those financing these plans are heard loud and clear and acted upon appropriately. In the case of a world pandemic...
The full report's on Infowars.com. It's excellent. It gets even more hardcore. Bottom line, they loot the government, they create a world government, they get medical tyranny worldwide, make more corporate profits that they then have tax exempt to carry out sterilization, population control, you name it. Then they have meetings at Einstein University in New York, and it leaks out that they're planning all this. I cover it 8 years ago from mainstream news, and nobody cares. Talk about sensational. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour is Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. He needs no introduction here. And I've got a lot of questions I want to ask up front about the economy, where he sees it going, where he sees the attempts to cause civil wars going. Even AFP admits that's the attempt happening in France right now as people fight back against globalism. So we're going to cover some of that. But, Gerald, what else do you want to break down? What else are you looking at in new trends and developments?
Well, you know, just what you were talking about, the vaccines and the drugs and how, you know, the whole industry is really killing people and the products that you have on InfoWars that help people in whole health healing are really what people should be focusing on as they see this sham on the other end. You know, there was a drug, I'm not sure of the name of it. It was in the late 1980s up into the mid-1990s, late 90s, that they were recommending that women take as they were going into menopause. And then anybody that came out against it, like yourself or any others, was attacked by the media. And, of course, the media is owned by the corporations. And I think it was progesterone or named something similar to that. And what they found out is that as they were pumping this stuff into women, it was causing cancer. But this is going on for decades. And anybody that came out against it was attacked.
Sure, it was estrogen.
Estrogen, that was it. Thank you. And that's what's going on with this whole vaccination craze. It's merely there to make big pharma richer. And the politicians, I mean, I worked up in Albany. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate and was in the political scene for many years. You don't need a lot of dough to buy these clowns off. They like to call them campaign contributions. Adults call them bribes and payoffs. So now you were talking also, in all things connected, what was going on in France. Let's just stay on the drug issue for a while and what they're forcing parents to do in this country by forcing the children to get vaccinated when they go into school. Well, you know, over there in Italy right now, a new party, the Five Star Movement, Cinque Stelle, you know what they're fighting against? Forced vaccination of kids. While everybody else in this country is shoot 'em up. shoot them up.
Notice that Trump puts Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the head of this commission, says that he has questions about vaccines, obviously an issue reportedly that hadn't really been reported on with Barron, that Barron's basically recovered from, thank God, but expanding on that. And then he has Robert De Niro, part of the commission. We asked De Niro a week and a half ago if he appreciated Trump doing that, and he basically, you know, said no. I don't like Donald Trump. To me, that's like a big fat baby who runs around saying he wants to beat up Trump, you know, with all this made up stuff. And I'm not trying to bash Robert De Niro. It's just that if you really look at what Trump's really doing, he really is, I'm sorry, on almost every front, really trying to deliver to the people. So I want to ask you about that. Consumer confidence soars to 15-year high. We've got mom-and-pop investors are behind a historic market rally. Bloomberg has to admit that. Meanwhile, Trump, you know, trying to get our power prices down, trying to get, you know, claw back some of the corporate income tax. Everything I see Trump doing is common sense, not making you get Obamacare, signing an executive order so the IRS can't give you a $5,000 fine. But hardly any of that ever hits the news. We just hear that he's this horrible, racist, evil person. I know you're a political atheist, you know, don't like both parties. Well, it seems like Trump is running him over him as against both parties. He has both parties against him. He has the establishment against him, the big banks against him. And then all these so-called liberals run around claiming he's the establishment. What do you think, Gerald?
Well, he's not the establishment at all. And the reason the markets are going up is because of, again, the things that you mentioned, consumer confidence, small business confidence is that it took its biggest spike since 1980. That's when Ronald Reagan got elected. That was after stagflation and Jimmy Loser Carter. You know, the guy that gave us, by the way, the Mujahideen that then became Al-Qaeda that everybody forgets about. And also the guy, you know, remember the Iran hostage crisis. So after that, Reagan comes in, boom, the economy zaps. That's the same emotion. Because now the business of America is business. And the business of America, since Clinton, really, I mean, he was the Iraq War, the Yugoslav War, you know, the Bosnian War, and then he was bombing Iraq three times a week. And then Bush comes in with the war on terror, Afghan, Iraq War. Obama keeps them going. And now we have someone that talks about business first. And what happened yesterday? They brought in Wilbur Ross as the Commerce Secretary, who was finally okayed as the cabinet position. You like Wilbur Ross? Do you think he's a ruthless business guy? Maybe. But guess what? If he's going to work on behalf of we the people in renegotiating these lousy trade deals, and they are terrible trade deals, and I'll make that really clear just to put some facts.
Let's be clear. I mean, they admit our government has sold America out. That's their business, is doing lousy trade deals to make sure they get positions for themselves and their wives and their families on the corporate boards of the Chinese, Indian, Mexican, and 160 other countries. Our literal wealth, as you know, in the 1960s, was more than half the global GDP. Now we're way below that. We have been sold out. So all Trump's got to do is take the globalist foot off our neck, and we're going to explode, aren't we?
That's exactly it. And that's why the markets are going up. And again, as you know, I'm a political atheist. When Trump got in, and it's in writing, it's in our broadcasts, 5 days afterwards, and I saw the market going up, we did a 180 on our economic.
You said, I'm going from being very negative, which they admitted, global depression basically this year. That was admitted. That you were saying, now we're boom. And that's my next question for you, because you were right. And, you know, who thought when $50 billion had come in the first few days, it'd be, you know, $2 trillion, $300 billion or whatever it is now. You probably have that number. You're always on top of those numbers. Gerald Celente, trends forecaster. What do you make then of Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, all bad mouthing the market, saying it's over, death spiral, implosion. I have those headlines here today, doing everything they can to suppress it because they want a controlled market. Even though they've made huge profits because of what Trump's done, they want full control. And so who will be successful? Because Ron Paul was almost a month ago. He's a smart economist, as you know, from the Von Mises Institute. And he says, you know, that he thinks it could be too little too late. He said what Trump's doing is wonderful. He doesn't usually give praise. But he said globally we're facing something so big, he doesn't know if it can be staved off. So a lot of people are rooting for Trump to fail. A lot of people in the streets are. They hate him so much they have no idea he's actually trying to save their butt. So what do you make of that, and will Trump be successful, or is it really up to us to make sure he's successful?
Now, he'll be successful, again, going to a guy like Wilbur Ross. Now, just to put this into perspective, when I say the trade deals are lousy, I guess I'm not making this up. There was a thing called the chicken tax. And what happened back in the 1960s is that the United States was dumping a lot of cheap poultry into Europe, particularly Germany. In retaliation, Germany raised the import taxes of chicken coming in. LBJ, President Johnson, put on a chicken tax. If you're going to bring Volkswagens into the United States, particularly those van-sized ones, you know, little buses, we're going to put a 23% tax on all of them. And they did.
And he was smart. He picked a hot item that was the best-selling car that year. I remember reading about that. And he said, I'm going to put a tax on it.
And did it stop Volkswagens from bringing them in?
No.
No. And what happened? Then they kept that tax on until Slimer, Slick Willie, sellout Clinton, that miserable little boy of a nothing with a bad attitude and a lot of lies and blood on his hands, brought us NAFTA. And Al Gore, that all those liberals love, they forgot about that debate with Ross Perot, didn't they? When he warned of the great sucking sound of our jobs leaving.
Boy,
the
was
country.
Ross Perot not proven absolutely dead on.
So you can have these tariffs. They're not a dirty word. The only thing that free trade has given, it's not fair trade, it's slave trade.
It is. It's a giant sucking sound of the lowest common denominator that is Chinese slaves in literal death camps. We cannot compete with that. It's a giant sucking sound to the lowest common denominator. You make one-sided deals, you get screwed over. We've seen what happens. And so Trump is individually, as you know, renegotiating each deal, and every day major industries are coming back. This is incredible. Then I hear Nancy Pelosi on ABC News last night saying he hasn't done one thing for jobs. She said, quote, one thing. I mean, what planet is she living on?
What are you, Nancy Pelosi or Minnie Mouse? I mean, who are you talking about? I mean, what is she? I mean, there's another one born on third base and thought she hit a home run. Her old man was in the business of a politician, and she just found her way in there. What has Nancy Pelosi ever done? Any of them? Pelosi, not so far.
By the way, she looks completely insane. You always talk about how Alex is not too conspiratorial. It's all out in the open. They're a bunch of losers who are, you know, just handed everything. White shoe boys, as you said, silver spoon, all of it. I watch Pelosi, people like Waters. I'm sure you've seen her in press conferences where they say George W. Bush is still president in the same press conference, and that Putin and Trump invaded Korea. She doesn't even say North or South Korea. These people are completely out of their minds.
How about look her up on YouTube? I guaranteed Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. You remember her saying that how many times?
Oh, yeah.
So again, going back to the whole crew and putting the whole picture together, it's not only the Democrats. I mean, it's little Paulie Ryan.
He's the worst.
Yeah, was he Eddie Munster before this? So I'm saying there's no one there.
I agree. So I mean, I think they won't stop the rally, at least here, because we're the best position, you know, the best worst house in a bad neighborhood. But if you expand on that, then we'll come back and let you elaborate, Gerald Celente here. How does it go then? Because the polls show everybody hates what the Democrats are doing, at least the majority. Trump's getting more popular, even in skewed polls. It's blowing up in their face. Prosperity's coming back. What are they going to do as it dawns on them? And what is Trump doing, letting them in hundreds of newspapers every week saying kill him? I mean, I've never seen a bunch of wimps like this going around looking for a fight.
Well, again, you know, you mentioned De Niro. To me, he's a little low-life nothing. He doesn't live far from over here. Maybe he wants to come and punch me in the face because I think he's a low-life. I don't like these little Italian boys or partially Italian that keep promoting lousy mafia movies. I don't like these kind of guys. So anyway, he's just a fat mouth. And when you talked about his child having autism, and then you remember he pulled that movie out of the Tribeca Film Festival.
He gave it to censorship.
Because
Because maybe the guy that talks tough has a little pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. Because only a little boy would be a coward to pull those moves.
You're on a roll, Gerald. Let's come back and talk about that. He won't even thank Trump for trying to put him in a commission to help kids. It's just exactly. And we thought he was going to lose money in that event is when he pulled it. So I guess money's more important than this kid. I don't want to bash De Niro, but it is true. He runs around everywhere talking about attack Trump physically. So he deserves for what you just said. I think we'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us, and we'll also tell you about his latest trends alerts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Got a hold of me. Yeah.
I opened up a little old lady.
It's gonna be our theme song. I got no friends because they read the papers. Can't be seen.
There can't be a scene.
With me. You know, it's funny, though. Back when he produced his song in the 1970s. If the papers were attacking you, you were destroyed. If 60 Minutes attacked you, you were destroyed. Now, when they attack you, they lie about you, they nitpick you. People love you because MSM is dead. I want to talk about that with Gerald. If you go back and read some of the books he wrote in the 1980s, I remember my dad reading his books in the 1980s, and he predicted so much of what's now come to pass. Thank God they were able to manipulate the economy to not have the bubble completely implode, like most experts agreed it would until Trump got in. And I hope he can stave it off. But I've studied the economy. He really is only trying to deliver funds and jobs and to real communities. He's making it about people and bringing the workers up again and saying this is about humanity and this is about Main Street and small towns and big cities and, you know, coal miners and farmers and teachers and auto mechanics and factory workers and dock workers and artists and quality. Slinty for decades is obsessed with dressing nice and respecting yourself. And just look what Trump does. And it's bringing all that back. I'm going to go back to him here in just a moment. Finish up with De Niro. But also Trump just signed a bill for empowerment through legislation to promote women in business. So just a lot of exciting things. And anybody will tell you he's gotten awards for putting more women in management positions than anybody else in the hotel and golf course businesses. And, of course, he's been given awards for hiring record numbers of black people and letting them move up from the very bottom, just like, you know, women or anybody else, right to the top. That's what Trump wants. And I'm just I don't consider it fun. It's just he's not perfect on a few things, but he's so real and is doing what he says. Even though I disagree with some of it, it's so genuine to see the return of that. We haven't seen this in a very long time. We're going back to Gerald here in a moment. Before I go any further, you know Google banned us through their AdRoll subsidiary. It's a separate company, yeah, right? That's the company you have to go through to get on Google. We've been running ads with them for 3 years. Gerald's got his own story about Google, letting other people take his identity and do stuff and almost destroy his operation. But anyways, they shoot whatever they want, and they're now censoring us in the ratings as well with our articles. And they promise they do this, and Facebook and Twitter are doing it as well. People say, well, that's their own platform. No, we follow their rules. We're legitimate news organizations. They're supposed to give you whatever the hottest thing is. That's what drives stuff to the top. They don't do that. But I'm digressing. For everybody that signs up for our free newsletter, you get articles, you get videos that are exclusive every day, but you also get discounts just because if things really implode, we can still contact you via email. That's the last frontier, even if they shut off InfoWars. And that's the direction they're going. 50% off Deep Cleanse. It is the amazing all-in-one using a whole bunch of different known proprietary herbs that are in Deep Cleanse to purify and cleanse out the body. Deep Cleanse is one of our best sellers, but it's sold out all the time because it's so hard to get all the proprietary organic ingredients that are in it. So go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. And you'll get a promo code for 50% off. That's 50% off. Now, this special ends today on dozens of items at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And that's 33% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Super Male Vitality 25% off, Brain Force 25% off, Survival Shield X2 25% off, Caveman with the turmeric and all of the bone broth. It's so good. So good for your joints, your body, your energy, your bones. Caveman, that's 33% off. The Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs. One of a kind, again, when I say one of a kind, it's like 2,000 of one, 500 of the other, but these are original prints, size, color, all of it, by the amazing artist who is the official sketcher and a person for the Republican Party. In fact, you'll recognize the famous Ronald Reagan drawing. Those are available right now, about to sell out, but only $19.95. Parchment paper, come in a nice tube, transported to your door. This is how you fund the operation and get high-quality products, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have the new Trump-Pence 2020 shirt. We're launching it now to trigger control freaks everywhere that try to bully Americana, America First supporters. So that new shirt, Trump-Pence 2020, keeping America great on the front, on the back. America First in 1776. Yeah, it's okay to have a country. It's okay to be sovereign. Glenn Beck comes out. I want to ask Gerald about this on CNN last week and says, it's very scary to talk about nationalism and economic nationalism. Bannon's scary. That's like saying it's scary, you know, for fish to live in the ocean or for birds to fly in the sky. I mean, to have a country. We've gotten to this upside down world where they're trying to force feed us this narrative that it's dirty to have a country. So I've been ranting. Of course, people should go and get your sign up for your free news alert or sign up for the publication, the Trends Journal. They can do that at trendsresearch.com. But getting back, that's quite a cornucopia that I just laid out there, Gerald. But what do you want to tackle first?
Well, first of all, I like to say about your products, and I buy them. So I recommend to everyone that to consider.
Don't you have a degree in that or something?
I have an honorary doctorate of law from the National University Health Sciences for the work I've done in integrative and complementary medicine.
Sure. I mean, you've written so many bestsellers. Didn't you write, like, one of the main bestsellers on herbs? Or?
Well, it was called Natural Healing back in 1986. It was a Warner book. So, I've been very much involved in this, and I use your product.
Well, thank you for the support.
And for people to stay, you know, healthy in this poison planet, you know, I would suggest you consider, you know, building your immunity.
Well, plus, people got to support the Trends Journal and hand the magazine out, because they may know a lot of this stuff. Their friends and family don't, and they've got to support platforms that are under attack, because that was my next question. What are they going to do about
that? Yeah. Well, let me finish on the economy, because it ties in a lot to your first guest as well. Corsi is his name?
Yes, Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Yes, and he was talking about Obamacare. What this is that people aren't putting into connection, you remember another thing called too big to fail.
Yes.
All right, in capitalism, there's no such thing as too big to fail. You rise and fall on your own merits. This is not a failure of capitalism. Then you go back to Obamacare.
Sure, it's letting people like Pelosi, who doesn't know what world she's on, and Obama, totally lazy, doing whatever he wants, you know, ripping us off, telling us they're geniuses, as you always say.
And then what happens is we're being forced under Obamacare, first of all, to pay a penalty in taxes, but the bigger one, being forced to buy insurance from a private company. That's called what I just said, too big to fail, and Obamacare. It's the merger of state and corporate powers, which by definition is called fascism. And then when you talk about why the liberals don't complain, and again, all of these protests week after week, what are they protesting? Where were they when Obama was destroying Libya, killing 30, 40,000 people? All these little liberals had lockjaw. How about Hillary Clinton? Assad has to go. Gaddafi has to go. Oh, that's all right. We'll forget about that, because we're little low-life hypocrites that have no courage. And then you keep going on. How about Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? As soon as he gets it, bam, more troops into Afghanistan. No, I know the ones the liberals love the most. I'm really good at killing people. Quoted in the book, Double Down, over 4,000 innocent people killed by Obama.
And he thinks it's tough that he orders the drone strikes, claims he's anti-war, launches more wars than Bush and Clinton combined, but it's okay because, well, he's African-American.
And then again, tying it all together, you asked why they do it, and the reason is the same reason why people are in abusive relationships. They call themselves party members, little kids calling themselves party members to a party that they're never invited to, of course. Party only steals from them, that a murderer is in.
I was about to say, isn't it that modern leftists, because we're not left-wing or right-wing, obviously, are like wannabe club members, like saying they're royalty. They're just delusional, and they're anti-free speech, and they don't get they're being ripped off by the very so-called leaders they defend and worship. It's make-believe.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. They're in an abusive relationship. Their husband or wife kills, and it's okay with them. So then tying this all together about too big to fail and going back into what Corsi said about Obamacare, the merger of state and corporate powers, and where the economy is going. We believe there's going to be, it's in the Trends Journal, just came out today, the new edition, and it's in there. Briefly, is going to be a market correction. No question about it. You don't have a boom like this in any kind of condition, no matter who's there, without a correction.
And by the way, Faber and a lot of other people are saying that. They're saying it's not Trump's fault.
But what we're saying is that it's not going to be a crash. There'll be a market correction, and then the if Trump sticks by and does, and we can't say if he's not or is going to continue it, but if he, and again, like them or not, not the issue, if he goes with his tax cuts that he's promising, if he does the deregulations that he says he's going to do, and if he goes into the infrastructure program that he says, if
he brings back jobs to America, then yes, the correction will be just that, a correction and then a bounce back, and that's in our latest Trends Journal. Now, bringing it back to Jeff Beck and talking about how dare we be nationalistic, go back to our top trends of 2016, and one of the top one was a self-sustaining economy. So in one time, for example, in New York area, you had over 300,000 people in the garment.
And that's exactly what Trump's saying. We're going to have trade, but we're also going to have local inner city trade between cities, between counties, between states. We're going to have investment that creates those micro economies that always created that amazing richness of America.
Again, 98% of our clothing comes from overseas.
Sure, let's just say it, though, Gerald. I mean, so much of what Trump says and does is exactly what you've been saying for decades. I mean, I know you were kind of neutral on Trump early on in the election, but, I mean, is it not surreal to see how much he's delivering on classic Americana populism?
Yes, it is. It's real in that sense. And those are the things I agree with him on. On the war front's a whole different issue, as you know. But it's talking about the economy, and again, not what I like or don't like, it's what is. And the what is, he's building confidence. That's why you're seeing the markets go up. And not only our markets, but emerging markets that were submerging.
Yeah, the whole world's demonizing him because the globalists control those markets. But the whole system's rising despite all their attacks. The whole world ought to be thanking Trump.
On the economy, yes. And Americans should be thanking him. But you see where they're going wrong is they just keep about immigration. Go back again to the Great Depression. Nobody was allowed to come in. It wasn't about Mexico. You couldn't come in from Italy. You couldn't come in from Germany. You couldn't come in from anywhere. We couldn't take care of our own. Once you take care of your own.
Exactly. How are we supposed to take record numbers of immigrants, which we've been doing, that are unskilled or handicapped when we're already falling apart? And speaking of falling apart, CNN has almost no ratings except when Trump's on. I thought it was smart. He said no to the White House Correspondents' Dinner that's about the president. They want to use it as a, you know, sniping attack, a trap. Also, they said, hey, some of these press conferences, we're going to let other independent media in and not always let CNN or BuzzFeed to put out fake dossiers on. And then they bitch and complain because they're so entitled. And I want you to comment on both those. And then CNN comes out in a new whopper of really hilarity. So this is kind of a heavy subject. I want to have some entertainment here, you know, kind of a laugh break. CNN claims they do not root for any president as they demonize Trump and fawn after Obama. Here it is.
Seems to me there's a reason that they were blocked. Again, that's really troubling.
And on the flip side, you look at those who are allowed in, Brian Stelter, namely Breitbart and the conservative paper, The Washington Times. There's a theme.
Yeah, that's the essential point, I think. We've seen this administration stacking the deck with friendlier news outlets. And when I say friendlier, what I mean are news outlets that have a point of view, in some cases are openly rooting for the president. We don't see CNN or the New York Times rooting for any president, whether it's Democrat or Republican.
Okay, I want Gerald to comment on that, but that is so rich.
Let's put the facts into place. What's that guy?
We have WikiLeaks. We have all the memos where they give the questions at press conferences to CNN to ask, to the New York Times to ask. They're giving her the debate questions. They're rigging everything. They're totally rooting for Hillary and the rest of it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go back to that guy Stephanopoulos. Who did he work for? The Clintons. What's that guy, little Chucky Todd?
Yeah.
On Meet the Prestitutes. Oh, what did he say? Oh, that they were too easy on Clinton. Oh, that's a fact.
But, I mean, Clinton's running them. Clinton was actually running them and telling them what headlines to have. That's what I'm saying. How does he get away with saying...
But I'm saying, though, he worked for a Democrat, too.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. They've all been in bed with the parties. So they're going after Trump because he's cutting them out.
He's breaking up the old system.
And that's when they made up the whole fake news story, when the media lost. That's when they made, you go right back. It's right after Trump gets elected. Boom. They start hitting with fake news. They are the fake news propagandists, the people that gave us all these wars. Well, we won't go into that.
By the way, after Jimmy Carter was crushed by Ronald Reagan, that's when they created CNN to prop up the Democratic Party. I mean, Ted Turner admitted that. The claim that CNN doesn't root for anybody, when CNN, on their own admissions, was founded for the Democratic Party, this is ridiculous.
And again, as you mentioned, the facts are there with WikiLeaks. They were giving Hillary the questions before the debates, the town hall meetings. And then again, with NBC, with that Meet the Prostitute guy.
Sure. So when we come back, I want to ask you this question. How will the mainstream media die? I think Trump kicking him out, not going to the Correspondents' Dinner, is kind of the final tombstone that the facade's about to fall over with the next big wind, and then what comes out of that. But first, here's Trump a few weeks ago saying the whole Russia thing is a ruse. Now the head of the Intelligence Committee comes out and says there's not even phone calls. There's no evidence. We just kept hearing this from Brennan, who's a Wahhabist. None of it was true. Here's the president.
Can you just say
Russia
yes or no
is
on
a
it?
Ruse. Yeah, I know you have to get up and ask a question, so important. Russia is a ruse. I have nothing to do with Russia. Haven't made a phone call to Russia in years. Don't speak to people from Russia. Not that I wouldn't. I just have nobody to speak to.
No, stop right there. The Young Turks came out and said he's a liar. He knows Roger Stone, who's a Russian agent, though that's never been proven. And now they've had to come out and admit none of that's even there. Not on Stone, none of them. Zero. Stone in the 80s helped roll up a Soviet spy nest in Washington, D.C. It's the biggest load of crap the world's ever seen. Joe, we're going out to break. What do you say to that?
Well, again, you know, the Democrats, don't they love war? No peace with Russia. We got to make America hate again.
When Russia is only trying to stabilize itself, it's not
I'm
even...
I'm just saying.
No, I agree, but I mean, Russia's doing nothing, and that's why they want to have a war with it, because then they can push Russia around with all those countries that are around at the Europe borders. Great points, Gerald. We'll be back on the other side.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Final segment with Gerald Celente. Then I'm going to have 5 more minutes for the next hour. And Noah Schroeder's taking over. And live coverage tonight. 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Central. Trump speaks at 8. Congress, this is going to be big, so I'm going to be up here with the crew. I'll be hosting from about 7:45 to 10. They're going to be doing the nightly news before me in here. So Infowars.com/show. Please take that link, send it out to everybody you know. Also, please send the link out. He's got several. TrendsResearch.com, TrendsJournal.com, Gerald Celente. I want to play Giant Brian Stelter's his name. Again, these are all political operatives, most of them Democrats. And he just exudes arrogance and dirtbaggery. And I don't just attack people for no reason. He's a bully. He bullies people. He does all this stuff. And he's just, every day when I see a clip online, it's whoppers. That here at CNN, we don't root for presidents. Folks, I don't know who would win a contest, because you got Brian Williams at MSNBC and CNBC saying, you know, he gets a tickle up his leg and gets sexually aroused by Obama, and then just all this worship and fawning. They're all fawning. Chris Matthews, yeah. Most of them sit there and worship the Democratic Party publicly, and then they just say, oh, no, we have no connection to them. It's like saying the sky isn't blue. Who comes up with whopper lies when the liberals that watch CNN know it's completely biased? I mean, what type of BS is this? Let's play that clip again and get Gerald's comment.
We don't see CNN or the New York Times rooting for any president, whether a Democrat or a Republican.
Gerald, I'm sorry. That's just too much.
Well, you know, I did on your show one time. I kept putting up the headlines of the New York Times throughout August, day after day after day.
Went back years ago and you showed how positive they were towards Obama versus Trump.
Exactly. There was no honeymoon for Trump at all.
Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Everyone knows CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post are absolutely on the butt of the Democratic Party and just absolutely keeping them honest.
And again, you have to look at who these people work for. The Stephanopoulos guy was the Clinton's top guy, you know, for many years in the beginning of his campaign. And there he is, play Chris Cuomo on CNN. Oh, Chris Cuomo, isn't his brother the governor?
Did you hear Cuomo say that fathers that don't want their daughters to be in showers with full-grown men and don't want to see their penises are bad people?
I'm just saying, he's a member of the Democratic Party. His brother's governor.
No, absolutely.
His father was governor. So let's call it what it is. Again, Chuck Todd. You know, he worked for the Democratic governor. You know, a guy wanted a senator, wanted to run for president. You know, they're all connected to the family, the murderous family, going back to Trump and the economy. The economy, we're saying, and you know I was negative on it until 5 days after the election. The economy has a great potential to expand if we become a self-sustaining economy. And that means you make your products here. Why not? We did it for centuries. Every successful country has. You have to.
Oh, that gets me back to Glenn Beck. Did you see the clip last week where he said just having a nation is bad and he can't believe Trump wants a nation? He actually said that.
You know, why would I? Again, why do people listen to John Stewart, Colbert, Mickey Mouse, Donald
Trump? No, I agree, but this new thing where they go, Trump wanting to have a nation is evil, is scary, quote, close quote, and then stuff like CNN and the New York Times, we're not biased towards the Democrats. I mean, what? These are such whoppers. Have they gone crazy?
It's who they are. They're either sociopaths or psychopaths in the business. You know, again, as you mentioned, you know, we call things the way they are. One of the key stories in the Trends Journal that just came out is play the Trump card. We said whether you like them, dislike them, good or bad, not the issue. Look at the positives. See the direction things are going and play the Trump card. This is a guy that became president of the United States by defying all of the ground rules. He played his own game, and you can too.
Absolutely. Gerald, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again, my friend.
Thank you.
Always great. Fourth hour with Owen Schroeder straight ahead. I've got some other announcements first. Stay with us.